Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 77. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 51. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs level off around 75. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 52 degrees.
Kansas Middlebury Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With election season right around the corner, that also means the kickoff of the state legislative session in January, just months away, as many legislators are planning out what may be discussed in this session, including the revised discussion of legalizing marijuana in the state of Kansas. As KSNT News reports, that lawmakers did convene this week in Topeka discussing the issue at a special marijuana meeting, with the Kansas Sheriff's Association advocating against the idea, saying that it drives individuals into harder drugs and increases crime in states that have done it.
One of the myths that we're hearing about is the opioid, that if marijuana decreases the opioid. In reality, there are several studies which were cited within the documents you guys should have had that contradicts that. It actually increases the use of opioid use.
That audio from KSNT News. In other news, the company of Pfizer has announced that their plant in McPherson County will be laying off near 80 individuals, saying the focus will be on the professional and salaried employees, with production workers not being impacted.
Okay, it's not quite New Year's, but at Midwest Kia, we are saying goodbye to our 2024 models and hello to truckloads of all new 2025 Kias that are already pouring in. That means this October, you can drive away in a 2024 Kia Forte for $199 per month. Or take thousands off the country's hottest SUV lineup, including 2024 Kia Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. All with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile manufacturer's warranty that makes owning a new Kia the best value proposition on the road. Come down to Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tider Road or visit MidwestKia.com and help us ring in the new model year, and you'll see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers end October 31st. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes and fees. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Well, it happens every single year, but the state legislature says they are looking at, when they come back to their session starting in January, about ending the daylight savings time changes across the state of Kansas. As KSN News reports, the daylight savings time is set to end again starting on November 3rd, meaning most Americans will gain an hour of sleep in order to delay the start of the day, as the sun takes a little bit longer to get up into the sky. According to some legislators, however, they say there is an ongoing statewide push to, quote, lock the clock, saying with the ongoing change in time, especially in spring when we end up going forward an hour, that it does lead to individuals maybe having more accidents or having heart attacks by not getting enough sleep or adjusting their clocks. With the change set to happen on November 3rd, sunset will shift from 5:43 p.m. to 4:42 p.m. Central Time, with the sun setting slightly earlier nearly every day, hitting 4:19 in mid-December. Some members of the state legislature say they will propose another bill going into the session that's set to start in January of 2025. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Save now on a set of new BF Goodrich tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to a $60 reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission on your qualifying purchase of four or more new BF Goodrich passenger, light truck, or UTV tires totaling $900 or more. Offer valid through October 18th through BF Goodrich and Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. See Mike's OK Tire for complete details. Remember, offer ends October 18th.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With Nebraska's early voting officially underway for the 2024 election season, new individuals are showing up to the polls this year after the passage of Legislative Bill 20 and the upholding of the bill by the Nebraska State Supreme Court that eliminated the two-year waiting period after serving a felony criminal sentence in prison before restoring their voting rights. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, multiple individuals are showing up to the polls this year saying that they get to enjoy voting after coming out with their felony charges, and saying they're proud to be part of the political system this year. In other news, as the political campaigns continue, the Forward Party said they came to the city of Omaha on Tuesday discussing their need for what they called independent voices in politics and showed their support for local nonpartisan candidates in the area. According to the party, they say they have former Republican and Democrat leaders coming together to try and find that middle of the road. Mid-America Network News.
Donut Day is coming!
Donut Day? What's that?
Free donuts for Blue Valley customers.
October is National Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is here to celebrate. Swing by on Friday, October 25th, before work or school for donuts, coffee, and hot apple cider. Drive through our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. The first 25 people through get a free stocking hat.
Other various prizes are available.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A large grass fire Thursday afternoon in southern Gage County was contained, with Highway 8 from the Barnston corner west closed for a period of time. Aggravated by gusty south winds, volunteers from Wymore, Blue Springs, Barnston, Odell, Oquito, and Axtell responded, along with many farmers and volunteers. The fire was reportedly contained by late afternoon Thursday. Another larger fire broke out along Hickory Road northwest of Beatrice. That overtook a cornfield and destroyed an irrigation system and extended a mile or more before containment. Safety with the fall harvest is encouraged, with many farm vehicles and trucks operating on roads and highways. Caution is urged by drivers and farm operators alike. KNDY continues a series of 4-H month salutes recorded by 4-H youth from Marshall and Washington counties. These air in rotation now through the end of October. The annual Haunted Walking Trail in Frankfort opens this Saturday evening, October 19th, and will be open again next Saturday, October 26th, in conjunction with the annual Fall Fest. This Saturday night, Fearless Trail runs 5:30 until 6:45, and the Haunted Trail 7:30 until 10 p.m. at the Frankfort City Park. Full details on Facebook at Haunted Hayrack and Fall Fest. Kansas Department of Commerce Assistant Secretary of Quality Places for the Kansas Department of Commerce, Matthew Godinez, will be our public affairs guest this weekend, with comments he shared last Friday at the historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville, which hosted an event to mark placement of plaques noting National Historic Register designation. Godinez thanked local volunteers for their commitment on the project.
The Marysville Union Pacific Depot Preservation Society, good ancestors. You all stepped up, took a risk, took it upon yourselves to preserve this wonderful piece of history for future generations. And it couldn't have been easy. The path wasn't always clear, I'm sure, but you all kept going. You knew and foresaw the impact, and you built an anchor that will continue to serve this community for generations to come.
Join the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY, or catch the podcast anytime at KNDYradio.com. Godinez highlighted the impact of historic sites as significant contributors toward tourism, noting the importance of tourism to the economy.
Local purchases, tax revenue, and more, allowing us to invest in Kansas communities and make them places where people want to work, play, and raise their families. This makes tourism part of the Welcoming Committee for Capital Investment by providing opportunities to highlight the lifestyle and amenities of the state. We don't want to be a drive-through state. We want to be a drive-to state, where tourists stop and enjoy the views and surprises along the way, and envision a life here in Kansas and Marysville.
A program entitled Willa Cather, Wales, Wymore, and the World will be presented by Dr. Steve Shively. He's on the board of the Willa Cather Foundation, and we'll discuss Willa Cather, the Wales heritage, and the Wymore community in a program Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. at the Great Plains Welsh Heritage Center, downtown in Wymore. Lucille Landis, age 96 of Lynn, passed away October 13th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8 p.m. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Lucille Landis. James N. Aldridge, age 76 of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Sunday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for James Aldridge. John A. Steiner, age 96, of Elites, passed away Monday. Private family service will be held with the burial at the Vermilion Cemetery. Haddon Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for John Steiner. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Swiss steak, baby bakers, sliced carrots, and lime pears. Monday's menu, chicken noodle soup, a biscuit, relish, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, south winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy skies overnight with our lows in the mid to upper 50s, south winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s, then mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still more sunshine into Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, then partly cloudy skies Sunday night with our lows in the lower 50s. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely as we head into Monday, otherwise partly sunny and cooler with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, south winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely into Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine throughout the day on Tuesday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, then clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid 40s and lower 50s. Still sunny as we head into Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s and clear skies throughout Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-October 68, record high on this day 90, the average low 43, and the record low 21. Sunrise this morning 7:40, sunset this evening at 6:44. It's 53 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 18th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill cost for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
The Mets have locked on to Grimace. The Guardians going McDonald's too. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. There was a time when the toy in your Happy Meal was a Fry Guy. Last night, the Fry Guy who made the postgame spread in Cleveland won Happy Meal for the Guardians.
Naylor down there at third. That ball is smoked left field. Bat down. Game over. A home run again. David Fry does it. And the Guardians in a shocking display of power rally against the Yankees, and they win it 7-5.
Carl Ravitch on ESPN Radio. Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton had gone back-to-back off Emmanuel Class A in the eighth to give New York the lead. Cleveland gets a game-tying homer from Jonkenzie Noel with two outs in the ninth, and the walk-off shot from David Fry. They win it. New York still leads the series 2-1, game four today. NLCS plays game five. Dodgers will advance to the World Series with a win. They take game four last night, 10-2 over the Mets to go up 3-1 in the series. Shohei Ohtani homers and scores four times. Mookie Betts homers and drives in four. Both games today on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Last night, week seven of the NFL opening in New Orleans. Drew Brees honored by the Saints into the Ring of Honor, but the Broncos spoiled the party with a 33-10 rout. Denver coach Sean Payton returning to New Orleans.
Meant a lot because, you know, there were a lot of, you know, moments here, and you get a chance to see old players that are, you know, that are here, and I'm thankful for it. So, yeah, it was kind of emotional.
Broncos defense sacking Spencer Rattler six times. They have 28 sacks on the season. College football, Virginia Tech runs to a 42-21 win over Boston College. Bashel Tutten runs for 266 yards and three touchdowns, including an 83-yarder. On the ice, Oilers beat Nashville. Connor McDavid gets his first goal of the season. Artemi Panarin with his eighth career hat trick as the Rangers beat Detroit.
Shop Macy's lowest prices of the fall today for the season's best prices on what you need now. Save 40 to 60% on new styles to get you ready for cooler temps. Like cozy coats for your crew, the perfect sweaters for layering, and more fall wardrobe updates. Plus, don't miss amazing specials for you and your home. So good, they won't last at Macy's.
Good morning, doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions.
Friday night football kickoffs, Marysville at Chapman live on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1. Clay Setters at Wamego, Abilene, at El Dorado, Concordia hosting Rock Creek. Big shootout in Twin Valley League play and district action, Hanover at Axta live on FM 95.5. Frankfort at Wakefield, Washington County at Lakeside, Lynn at Osborne, Valley Heights at Republic County, Centralia at Horton, Diller O'Dell at Pawnee City.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, the Dow Jones has scored its fourth record high in five sessions, rising 161 points Thursday to close at 43,239. The NASDAQ composite picked up a fraction yesterday. The S&P finished flat. The Dow is on track to end the week almost 1% higher. Shares in Netflix soared nearly 5.5% in after-hours trading after the streaming giant reported third-quarter earnings that eclipsed expectations. Revenues came in at $9.8 billion, $50 million above analyst predictions. The average 30-year mortgage rate is up again, rising to 6.44% last week, the highest in 2 months. Economists expect mortgage rates to stay near their current levels, at least for the rest of this year. And trick-or-treaters might find more Skittles and fewer kisses in their buckets this Halloween. Research firm Circana says supply chain issues and higher cocoa costs are raising the price of chocolate more than 7% this Halloween compared to Halloween of 2023. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Good Friday. Sam Spank with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Good morning, Larry. What's the latest?
Special guest today, Bryn Hayden's with me. Land prices are either falling or they're staying steady. And what kind of farm ground sales have we had up in that part of the country?
Lately, it's been slowing down a little bit, Larry. Buyers are still looking. Sellers are still holding out on the prices they've had and seen from the last couple of years. But still a lot of interest. I'd say we're dry land anywhere from $3,500 to $4,500 an acre, depending where you're at.
Has the interest rate decline helped any at all?
We're getting a lot more inquiries, a lot more calls, people telling us what they're looking for and sending us out to go find it.
Is there a lot of land for sale?
In years past, not as much, but there's still some people holding out, and there's more coming out. I think we're expecting more to come out here after this election.
A lot of people are asking, who in the world's buying this farmland? Mostly, are they farmers or are they somebody that's investors? What are you finding?
What I'm finding is that it's a lot of local guys, a lot of local farmers building their family farms. We have had some people out of state guys coming in and buying farm ground that could be converted into recreational property.
But mostly farmers.
Mostly farmers.
Outlook for the rest of the year, well, the new year, what are you guys thinking?
Thinking it's going to pick up a little more. People are kind of sitting on their hands till this election, seeing which way they want to go with their money. I'd say either way, regardless of the outcome, there's two different schools of thought on land sales there, and I think it's going to pick back up, and it's going to be a good start to the new year.
What's pasture bringing?
Where I'm at, anywhere from $2,500 to $4,000.
$2,500 to $4,000.
And there's a lot of rec value in that, in some of it, but sure. It's been good.
Sure. Well, I think that's pretty stable, to be honest about it. When I think back to what the prices have been, it's just a little tougher to get, right?
Right.
All right. Bryn, thanks for being with us today.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
And that's our Stackline Report.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Musk thistle control is required by people across Kansas, so K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster talks about how to identify this noxious weed during the different stages in its life cycle. She explains how she identifies it from other rosettes.
So in the spring and summer, it produces very pretty sort of lavender, purpley, pinky colored flowers, and it has very distinct bracts. Thistle identification can be a little bit tricky when they're in the rosette stage. So musk thistle is a weed that's a biennial. So that means that in its first year, it's a rosette. So it's just a clump of leaves on the ground. And a lot of our thistles start out that way. So do a lot of our winter annuals, right? So musk thistle is starting to come up this time of year. You can see rosettes in pastures and other places that have musk thistle infestations now. So that's when it's hard to identify. For me, one of the key tells for identifying musk thistle when it's a rosette is kind of the pattern of the teeth around the leaf margin. They're pretty aggressive compared to things like bull thistle or Canada thistle. And also it is more waxy than those other thistles. And sometimes you can kind of see the wax deposits as a little white kind of outline around the leaf margins.
Proper mechanical removal is one option for musk thistle control by landowners.
You know, for mechanical control, time of year is not so much important as long as you're not letting it produce seed, right? So as long as it's still in the rosette stage or has the pink flowers, mechanical control is okay. But again, it's got those spines, so you got to be a little bit careful. I think it's a good idea to get that out of the pasture. Number one, if you've got cattle grazing the pasture, right, the spines become a nuisance for the cattle. But number two, if you're removing the flowers, you want to make sure that any seeds that might be there are not landing back where we're trying to get rid of it.
Herbicides can also be used for musk thistle, but she points out an important tip for the best time to spray.
You know, the key to post-emergence weed control with herbicides is the plant has to be actively growing, right? And so warm, sunny days are going to be the best. So as crops continue to mature, trees continue to mature, and we reduce the risk of that off-target movement causing injury, we're going to have a lot of good spray days for pasture maintenance this fall.
That was K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster with information to help others identify and control musk thistles on their property. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram knows the members of the area FFA chapters are developing skills for leadership and career success through agricultural education, and wants to wish them good luck at the National Convention in Indianapolis. From Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Beatrice, where value meets values.
If your jack-o'-lantern carving routine includes throwing away those slimy pumpkin guts, you're doing it wrong. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers.
And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 18th, the 292nd day of the year. Musician Chuck Berry was born on this day, and in 1977, Reggie Jackson earned the title Mr. October with 3 home runs in Game 6 of the World Series. One old-time folk remedy suggested that eating pumpkin was a cure for freckles. Well, that's not entirely true, but it may have not been too far off the mark. We know now that pumpkin is beneficial for the skin. They're chock full of vitamin A, which aids in the cell renewal process. Pumpkins enhance production of the skin-smoothing protein collagen, and its organic pigment fights free radicals, which cause skin wrinkling. Most of the benefits are in the seeds and pulp, so save those jack-o'-lantern innards for a nutrient-packed snack later. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY and a mild 53 degrees this morning. Highs well into the 70s again today. Should be a pleasant night for high school football.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's a big weekend for football across the state of Kansas again, with college football tomorrow and the NFL on Sunday, with the Kansas City Chiefs back in action after a bye week last week, as the Chiefs are on the road taking on the San Francisco 49ers. The Chiefs did have a bye week, but prior to that had a big victory over the New Orleans Saints, where they won 26-13, keeping them in the top of the AFC West, as they're the only one of two teams in the NFL so far that are still undefeated at 5-0 for the regular NFL season. The Chiefs go into this game against the 49ers confident, as right now the 49ers are sitting even for their record at 3-3 so far. After this week, they have another Sunday afternoon game next Sunday going into Halloween weekend, with an afternoon kick at 3:25 on the road against the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders right now are sitting at the bottom of the AFC West at a 2-4 record, just behind the Denver Broncos. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday Night Football kickoffs, Marysville at Chapman, live on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1. Clay Setters at Wamego, Abilene, at El Dorado, Concordia hosting Rock Creek. Big shootout in Twin Valley League play and district action, Hanover at Axtell, live on FM 95.5. Frankfort at Wakefield. Washington County at Lakeside. Lynn at Osborne. Valley Heights at Republic County. Centralia at Horton. Dealer Odell at Pawnee City.
In this Friday's Marysville Dental Care Game of the Week on KNDY FM 95.5, the top two teams in Kansas in the 8-man Division II state rankings square off as state-powered Axtell hosts undefeated Hanover on senior night. Head coach for the Axtell Eagles, Eric Detweiler, comments on this year's Hanover team after a 6-5 season last year.
Well, you know, they're fundamentally sound. You know, obviously they're well-coached, Matt's been there for a long time, you know, won several state titles, and, you know, they do everything right. You know, defensively, they take the right steps, and you know, they just, you know, do everything right, and like I said, is well-coached.
On the opposite sideline, head coach for the Hanover Wildcats, Matt Hoyer, sees the challenge that is Axtell's 46-game winning streak, but knows his team is ready for the test.
First and foremost, it's going to be a kind of a measuring stick. It's no secret they're at the top of Division II in 8-man football. So when we go in and we execute to the very best of our ability, and, you know, even once Friday's done, win or lose, we're going to know exactly where we stand, what we need to do, and, you know, where we need to go from here.
In the Marysville Bulldog broadcast on AM 1570, FM 94.1, head coach for the Bulldogs, Tony Trimble, guides his team on the road for a bounce-back matchup versus Chapman after Marysville's first loss of the season last week versus Rock Creek.
You know, we talked after the Rock Creek game. Most of our goals are still in place. Obviously, we can't be district champions any longer, but we can still have a home playoff game.
Broadcast coverage for both contests kicks off 6 p.m. this Friday night with our KNDY pregame, with game time set for 7 p.m. Your home for high school sports in Northeast Kansas is KNDY.
We
chant rock chalk. We wave the wheat. We wear crimson and blue. We're proud to be a Jayhawk.
It's tipped in the air and knocked away. KU's got to win it.
Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks of the Houston Cougars hit the turf for a Big 12 showdown on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
This is Brian Haney, your home for Today's Country and Jayhawk football. Today's Country, 95.5 KNDY.
KSU Wildcats.
Touchdown, Kansas State!
Get ready to pound the stone and join the Wildcats as they hit the turf all season long. Join us Saturday as the Wildcats head to Morgantown to throw down with West Virginia. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
Your home for legendary country music and K-State Wildcat football. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
In a hurry? Grab that barbecue to go anytime at Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville. Call ahead and they'll have it ready for your takeout today. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
KNDY.